calls for change amongst a fair few clubs after this weekend's games. Welcome back to the All Things Football podcast. A weekend with no Premier League football, attention falls across the EFL and non-league. Unbeaten runs continue, the tables are starting to take shape. And with this in mind, let's start with the EFL Championship. It's Sunday. The EFL Championship has two further games to be played today, and they are Derby County against Birmingham City, a really tough fight down at the bottom end of the EFL Championship, and Cardiff City will face off against Nottingham Forest. Who are your thoughts? Who will win those games? No doubt we'll find out later on this afternoon. But unfortunately, there is some sad news to bring due to an incident that happened at Craven Cottage, where a supporter suffered a cardiac arrest within the stands. The game was paused, the players went off. All looked well as the supporter went off with paramedics and he was talking at the time. But unfortunately, it has been confirmed by Fulham Football Club that Paul Parrish, their supporter, has sadly passed away. Our thoughts are with the family and friends of Paul, all from the All Things Football podcast. As for Fulham at Craven Cottage, normally there's a goal fest that happens. And Blackpool came to town today and they did their job, and they did their job really well, as Fulham went 5 unbeaten in the league, but it was Fulham 1, Blackpool 1. Got to say, Neil Critchley and his team went down there and they really gave it a really good go under the circumstances, but a point apiece for the two there. And the point apiece was also the form at Kenilworth Road, as Luton Town and Blackburn Rovers, currently still in second place, Rovers, 2 unbeaten now in the league as they battled for a 0-0 draw against Luton Town. AFC Bournemouth, really poor run of form as of late. Scott Parker looking to try and change things up within the squad. So a couple of signings that are coming in place down at Dean Court. They faced off against Barnsley, who are now bottom of the league. And unfortunately, that 4 losses now on the bounce for the Tykes, as Barnsley 0, AFC Bournemouth 1. A victory that was needed for Bournemouth, probably more so than anything else. They remain third in the table. Remaining in London, another club that are doing extremely well. 6 unbeaten now in the league as they faced off against a Reading side. That's where the problems are starting to then. Calls for their manager to leave. Things not looking good behind the scenes for Reading Football Club. And it was made worse today as QPR ran riot. 4-0 victory for QPR, 6 unbeaten, as I mentioned, and they go into this weekend 4th in the table. Still, another club, bit of trouble behind the scenes. A manager stubborn in his ways, won't change formation. Fans thinking that he's making wrong decisions in terms of the team that he puts out. Andy Carroll has arrived this week until the end of the season, and he started and things looked fresh, things looked good in the early stages of this game down at the Den. But 2 losses now on the bounce for West Bromwich Albion, as Millwall ran out 2-0 victors over West Bromwich Albion. Millwall up now into 15th position. West Bromwich Albion remain in the playoffs, but 2 losses now on the bounce. Valerian Ismail is certainly under the cosh at the club. The fans, I've turned. I'm a West Bromwich Albion supporter myself. When the fans turn, especially the away following, things aren't good at all. And the scenes, I don't condemn at all what happened in the away end at Millwall yesterday, but frustration has definitely boiled over for the club at the Hawthorns. Now, a game for me, that which was the game of the weekend, was played up in on Teesside. Middlesbrough and Coventry City Football Club faced off. Middlesbrough in 6th, Coventry City in 9th. And it was all 3 points to the team on Teesside as Middlesbrough ran out 1-0 victors. And I've got to say, reading the stats and looking at the highlights, Coventry City gave them a really good go. And it was another one of those, they played well. The opposition team saying Coventry City played really well, should have got something. But at the end result, Middlesbrough ran out with all 3 points there. We had a Friday night kickoff. Huddersfield Town, Stoke City, 9 unbeaten now for Huddersfield Town. A point apiece for the two teams under the lights on Friday night. Huddersfield Town 1, Stoke City 1. Nottingham Forest, as I mentioned earlier, will play today against Cardiff City, so they are on the road there. I think it's a return for the fans as well for Cardiff City for the first time due to the restrictions in Wales. We had an evening kickoff at Peterborough United. Sheffield United now 3 unbeaten as Billy Sharp became the all-time scorer in the rebranded EFL Championship. That was 2004, I think it was, where the EFL was renamed the Championship. But Peterborough United nil, Sheffield United two, and congratulations there for Billy Sharp, who grabbed a goal. Callum Orton made his debut for Peterborough United, but unfortunately it wasn't a debut to be had as he scored the second, which was an own goal for the club. As for Peterborough United, they remain in 22nd position, still in those relegation zone. They should really be trying to put some pressure on a poor Reading tide at the minute. They'll just keep conceding goals, can't find a win for themselves because Reading are five losses on the bounce down there. Ryan Lowe's Preston North End, after a fantastic victory, ending the home unbeaten run at West Bromwich Albion earlier on the week, faced off against a Bristol City side, which I'm hearing rumours that Neil Warnock may be lined up to try and bring something to them. But Preston North End 2, Bristol City 2. Two unbeaten now for Preston North End. As for Bristol City, they remain down in 16th position. New owners, new era for Hull City. They are doing extremely well for themselves. Xhota Alvarez is the new manager after Grant McCann was relieved of his duties earlier on in the week. And they faced off against the Swansea City side that are currently in 17th position. Hull City, though, remain in 18th. They are three unbeaten now in the league. Hull City 2, Swansea City nil. Game of the day in the Championship, which will be played later on today, is at Pride Park. Derby County and Birmingham City. Derby County, 23rd position, face off against a 19th side, Birmingham City, who at the moment they're on a run of two unbeaten games. So Birmingham City, a little bit of form run into that, even though with the troubles off the field at the club. Derby County, with that minus 21 points, still doing extremely well. Wayne Rooney this week mentioning that he has actually turned down an approach to become the Everton manager's job there. And that rounds up the weekend for the Championship. In terms of the table, Fulham and Blackburn Rovers lead the way in 1 and 2. In the playoffs, Bournemouth, QPR, West Bromwich Albion and Middlesbrough. Huddersfield, Nottingham Forest, Coventry City, Luton Town, Sheffield United and Stoke City make up the top half. Preston North End, Blackpool, Millwall, Bristol City, Swansea City, Hull City, Birmingham City and Cardiff City. They're still there, that congregation of City clubs still there. And Reading in 21st position. In the relegation zone, Peterborough United, Derby County and Barnsley are looking at life in EFL League One as it stands. As for the club in EFL League One, who is on their way back? Let's find out when I come back. Got to say, EFL League One this season is certainly living up to its name. Plenty of goals, more so in two fixtures across EFL League One, but let's get underway with the action as we start with the new league leaders of Rotherham United. Two unbeaten now as they went to Gresty Road. Crewe Alexandra nil, Rotherham United two. A trip for Wigan Athletic. They go still 11 unbeaten in the league, but they only came away with a point as they went down to Cheltenham Town, and the score being nil-nil for the two sides there. Wigan Athletic still have plenty of games in hand as well due to the recent COVID pause for themselves. A result really at the University of Bolton Stadium that you probably wouldn't have thought would have happened this weekend, as third place Sunderland travelled to Bolton Wanderers, with Bolton Wanderers currently 14th in league. However, they have extended their run, Bolton. Three unbeaten now in the league, but a scoreline that you probably thought wouldn't happen. Bolton Wanderers 6, Sunderland nil. I've seen plenty of Newcastle United fans this weekend saying what a perfect weekend it is for themselves due to the signings and things like that for them. But that's a really poor result for Sunderland as they look to try and get out of this league. They've been here now for far too long, and Sunderland really need to get out of League One and back into the Championship at the earliest opportunity. But what a fantastic result for Bolton Wanderers. Been under the cosh for the last few years due to things. Ian Everett has really turned things around for the club. That's a fantastic win. Bolton Wanderers 6, Sunderland nil. Two sides in the playoff positions. Two unbeaten now for Milton Keynes Dons, but unfortunately this match was marred by some chanting towards Adi Akinfenwa, which wasn't good enough, and the game was paused a couple of times due to this. However, MK Dons did walk away with all 3 points. Wycombe Wanderers nil, MK Dons 1. That's two losses now on the bounce for Wycombe Wanderers as they are in fifth position, and fourth are MK Dons. A massive goal fest down at the Priestfield Stadium as Oxford United went 2 unbeaten in the league against the Gillingham side still in 23rd position. Good result earlier on in the week for themselves. The rot looked to have stopped. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case as Oxford United were in town. Gillingham 2, Oxford United 7. Yes, 7 goals away from home for that side. 2 unbeaten, as I mentioned for them. Gillingham, unfortunately, I feel like League Two football is going to be a thing for the first time in a many, many years for yourself. But Oxford United remain in those playoff positions. Plymouth Argyle needs some points. They need to try and build some form again. When Ryan Lowe left, Steven Schumacher is certainly building his own sort of philosophy at the club now. Plymouth Argyle, though, however, are seventh in the league. They are 2 unbeaten now as they faced off against a bottom of the table Doncaster Rovers. And earlier on, it didn't look too good for the club as Rovers went 1-0 up. However, persistence prevailed as Doncaster Rovers 1, Plymouth Argyle 3 was the end result. A common theme in this year's League One, as we've just seen Bolton Wanderers and Sunderland face off, two former Premier League sides, and that certainly is the theme of the weekend in EFL League One this weekend. As at Hillsborough, Sheffield Wednesday and Ipswich Town faced off, one in eighth, one in ninth. 3 points did go to the home side. Sheffield Wednesday 1, Ipswich Town 0. Down to Sinsel Bank, Burton Albion travelled there looking to continue a little bit of run of form for themselves as they are now in 10th position with Lincoln down in 18th for Michael Appleton's team. Lincoln City 1, Burton Albion 2. Another Premier League All Affair, well, ex-Premier League All Affair for EFL League One on Monday night if you fancy some TV football down at Fratton Park as the Addicks come to town. Portsmouth will face Charlton Athletic for the Monday night football in EFL League One. Cambridge United still the giant killers of the third round. They went to Fleetwood and they continued that fine run of form. 5 unbeaten now for Cambridge United as it was Fleetwood Town 1, Cambridge United 1. 13th play, Accrington Stanley faced off against a team a little bit in form at the moment, 21st Morecambe. The points were shared, goals galore as Accrington Stanley 2, Morecambe 2. Accrington Stanley, as I mentioned, in 13th position. Morecambe now 2 unbeaten in the league, which is great for themselves. And last but not least, down at Plough Lane, AFC Wimbledon needing some points against an in-form Shrewsbury Town team who remain unbeaten, 2 for themselves in the league. They remain in 16th, Wimbledon in 20th. 1-1 was the scoreline there. That rounds up the action for EFL League One. In terms of the table, we've got Rotherham United and Wigan Athletic leading the way. Playoffs, Sunderland, MK Dons, Wycombe Wanderers and Oxford United. Plymouth Argyle, Sheffield Wednesday, Ipswich Town, Burton Albion, Portsmouth and Cambridge United make up the top half. Accrington Stanley, Bolton Wanderers, Charlton, Shrewsbury Town, Cheltenham, Lincoln, Fleetwood and AFC Wimbledon make the positions down to 20th and still in those relegation spots are Morecambe, Crewe Alexandra, who now have 2 losses on the bounce, Gillingham and Doncaster Rovers. They're looking to go down to EFL League Two, but who still remains in charge to come up from EFL League Two? Let's find out when we come back. When I look at EFL League Two, all I see is unbeaten runs. The top end sides are really, really leading the way. But it's not just the top end sides. Some clubs down at the bottom end of the table are also unbeaten. But unfortunately, there are some loss runs as well. And the team of the season so far, they extend their 15 unbeaten now in the league. And that was Forest Green Rovers as they travelled to Prenton Park to face off against a top of the table clash, Tranmere Rovers. There was only one victor here, as you just heard. They're unbeaten still. Tranmere Rovers 0, Forest Green Rovers 4. They are absolutely been superb this season as Rob Edwards and his side. Tuck Battle and Mickey Mellon's team, unfortunately, couldn't continue their fine run of form. That's the unbeaten run for Tranmere Rovers that's come to an end, but Forest Green Rovers are leading the way. In third position, we've got Newport County, another unbeaten run, 4 now for themselves as they faced off against Barrow. Newport County 2, Barrow 1. Sutton United, seven unbeaten now for themselves. They travelled to Cumbria to face Carlisle United, and they walked away with all 3 points. Carlisle United nil, Sutton United two. Northampton Town, previously they were on a little bit of a dreaded run, really. Slowly sliding down the table. We're in second position for some time, but they are building a little bit of momentum again for themselves. They are now three unbeaten as Gary Bowyer's Salford came into town. Northampton Town won, Salford City nil. Salford City remain in 10th position. As for Northampton, they are now in fifth position. Mansfield Town still doing incredible things under Nigel Clough. Eight unbeaten. We never thought at the start of the season they were relegation favourites, probably one to go down with their early form, but they have certainly turned the tide as they are now eight unbeaten in the league, and they faced off against Leyton Orient at Field Mill. Mansfield Town 2, Leyton Orient nil. Now, a side certainly that needed 3 points is Colchester United. They're down in 22nd position and a great result earlier on last week. And they faced off against a Swindon Town side, still on the Euro, still under that like bubble of Manchester City coming to town for themselves. But they extended their to three unbeaten Swindon Town. Actually, Colchester United are unbeaten in themselves. That's two unbeaten now. And you can see where this is going. Colchester United 1, Swindon Town 1. Now, down at St James's Park in Devon this time, not the Newcastle one, but Exeter, they go four unbeaten in the league as they faced off against a Hartlepool United side that are unbeaten themselves now. Three draws on the bounce for Hartlepool and a nil-nil draw for Exeter and Hartlepool for themselves. Port Vale, ninth position, two unbeaten now in the league as they faced off against Scunthorpe United. Unfortunately, they're not unbeaten. They're bottom of the league, six losses now on the bounce for Scunthorpe United. 3 points went to the home side. Port Vale 1, Scunthorpe United nil. Little bit of a mid-table clash. Bradford City against John Yems's Crawley Town, and 3 points went to the away side. Bradford City 1, Crawley Town 2. Bradford in 11th, Crawley in 13th. Now, an ex-player in management that comes under a little bit of scrutiny sometimes, and that is Joey Barton. Now, him and his Bristol Rovers team, again, they looked really poor at the start of the season. Bristol Rovers could have returned to the championship, sorry, National League for the first time in many, many years. And I remember going to a fixture when they had Nuneaton Borough in that Premier table. But Bristol Rovers doing incredibly well at the minute. They are five unbeaten against a Walsall side. I'm sorry, Walsall fans, but they are five losses on the bounce for yourself. Bristol Rovers one, Walsall nil. Joey Barton up into 12th with this Bristol Rovers side. Harrogate Town, they are slowly falling down the league after a really good start to this season. Simon Weaver, I think they've had a bit of injury worries. COVID has also ripped through the side as well. They're now down to 14th position, Harrogate Town. Stevenage 3, Harrogate Town 0. Now, for Stevenage, they are five unbeaten in the league, which is fantastic for themselves. They're slowly climbing the table up to 17th. But as for Harrogate, they are slowly drifting down that table. But fantastic for Stevenage, five unbeaten in the league for themselves. For Paul Tisdale's side, also. Last game, little bit of a Lancashire Greater Manchester derby. Oldham Athletic, Rochdale. Good crowd in attendance as well, as John Sheridan is now back at Oldham Athletic. And he came up against a Robbie Stockdale side of Rochdale, who are two unbeaten themselves, two draws now on the bounce for them. Oldham Athletic, they picked up a vital point. Oldham nil, Rochdale nil. In terms of the table, Forest Green Rovers, Tranmere and Newport County are now the top three. Sutton United, Northampton, Mansfield and Swindon in the playoffs. Exeter City, Port Vale, Salford City, Bradford City and Bristol Rovers make up the top half. Crawley, Harrogate, Leyton Orient, Hartlepool United, Stevenage, Rochdale, Walsall, Carlisle United, Barrow and Colchester United make up the positions down to 22nd, and in the spots where they don't want to be is 23rd and 24th, Oldham Athletic and Scunthorpe United. They're looking to go down to the National League Premier. Who is looking to make their step back potentially into EFL and the Football League? Let's find out when we come back with the non-league roundup. The The theme of unbeaten runs continues even in non-league football across the Premier, the North and the South. Let's start with the Premier. As seven unbeaten now for Stockport County as they lead the way in National League Premier. Stockport County not been in the Football League since 2011. They are looking for a return and they did that in fantastic style. Down at the Hive, Barnet nil, Stockport County 5. Seven unbeaten for Stockport County as Barnet, two losses on the bounce for yourself, are down in 17th position. Chesterfield in second position. They were the TV game on BT Sport last night as they faced off against Eastleigh. Chesterfield in second, Eastleigh down in 14th. And Eastleigh, unfortunately for your fans, four losses now on the bounce for you as Chesterfield returned to winning ways with a 1-0 victory down at your stadium. FC Halifax Town are in third position. They faced off against another side looking to return, and that's Dagenham and Redbridge. Dagenham and Redbridge 1, FC Halifax Town 3, and they remain in third. Unbeaten run continues for Bromley and a really good home victory against a Notts County side. Bromley 1, Notts County 0. Notts County just fall outside of the playoffs this weekend into 8th position. FA Cup heroes still leading the way along with Kidderminster in the FA Cup when we return to that. It's fourth round weekend next weekend. Boreham Woods, they are now 11 unbeaten in the league. Fifth position for Boreham Wood. They've got some game in hand as well as they faced off against a side second bottom in the league. And unfortunately for Kings Lynn Town and your fans, that's five losses now on the bounce. Boreham Wood 3, Kings Lynn Town 1. Few massive crowds down at the racecourse ground over the last sort of couple of weeks for Wrexham. They went 3 unbeaten. They are in the playoffs. They're in 6th position, Wrexham, as they faced off against a Maidenhead United team that I gave absolute plaudits to last weekend for the sides that they are beating as of late. And this is up there as well for Maidenhead United as they picked up a draw. Wrexham did go down to 10 men in the game. However, they did look great, Wrexham, but a late equaliser for Maidenhead United meant they walked away with a point. They're still down in 19th position. As for Wrexham, 3 unbeaten. Wrexham 1, Maidenhead United 1. Solihull Moors, 3 unbeaten now as they faced off against Altrincham. Unfortunately for Solihull Moors, if you don't know, they are actually going to be looking for a new stadium as the council are looking to give the site back to Jaguar Land Rover to increase their factory and things like that. So yeah, the council now have a job to find Solihull Moors a brand new home with similar facilities and things like that. So not too sure how long this will be for Solihull Moors, but it'd be good if they can get themselves into the Football League at the earliest opportunity. Plenty of grounds that they can share with in that area, especially around the Birmingham and the Warwickshire region for themselves. But Solihull Moors, they are in 7th. They are 3 unbeaten. Fantastic 5-0 home victory over Altrincham in the league. Other fixtures in the league: Grimsby Town 2, Welston 1, Woking 0, Yeovil Town 1 and Weymouth 0, Aldershot Town 1. And with Dover Athletic 0, Southend United 1. Mention for Dover Athletic, they finally won a game earlier on in the week against Eastleigh. So it doesn't look like they will be remaining in the Premier. They will drop down to National League South just simply due to the points deduction and things like that. But Dover Athletic, it was good to see them pick up a victory this season. In terms of the table, Stockport County, Chesterfield, FC Halifax Town, Bromley, Boreham Wood, Wrexham and Solihull Moors make up those all-important playoff positions. Weymouth, Kings Lynn Town and Dover Athletic still remain in the bottom half. Looks like all those sides could potentially drop down into National League South by the looks of things. Kingsdown Town may go into the North. We shall see when it comes to the end of the season. But I'm speaking too early. Maybe they will survive. National League North. Gateshead go 5 unbeaten. York City 1. Gateshead 1. Brackley Town continue 4 unbeaten for themselves. Brackley Town 3. Farsley Celtic 2. I'll talk about Farsley Celtic in a moment. Kidderminster Harriers. They're looking forward to their visit of West Ham United next weekend. Looking forward to covering the FA Cup on next week's show. 3 unbeaten half for Kidderminster Harriers. 0. Gloucester City 0, but still unbeaten for them. Chorley in a fine vein of form. Chorley 10 unbeaten. They faced off against Hereford at home. 3-2 victory for Chorley. AFC Fylde dropped down into 5th. A 1-0 loss against Curzon Ashton in the league. 14 unbeaten. Southport. So I think they are the second most informed team across all the leagues, including the Football League and the Premier League. 14 unbeaten, 2-1 victory over Guiseley in National League North. Boston United, 4 unbeaten, 7th in the league, 4-0 victory at home to Chester. I think things are looking okay now for Chester, but still haven't heard anything more in regards to that story about the stadium being in Wales and obviously Chester being in England, but we shall keep an eye on that one. Other scores across the league: Darlington nil, Kettering Town 1, Alfreton Town 3, Spennymoor Town 2, Leamington 1, Blyth Spartans nil, and AFC Telford United, fantastic 3 points for themselves there, and 2 unbeaten now in the league against Bradford Park Avenue. So Telford United 3, Bradford Park Avenue nil in National League North. The table then: Gateshead, Brackley Town, Kidderminster Harriers, Chorley, Fylde, Southport and Boston United. And we have a new team at the bottom of the table. Farsley Celtic replace AFC Telford United. 5 losses now on the bounce for the Yorkshire side. International League South, 9 unbeaten, Dorking Wanderers, they just can't stop scoring goals. Billericay Town nil, Dorking Wanderers 5. A little bit of a cushion now at the top of the table, but Dorking Wanderers are looking good to go to National League Premier. More so than none is Maidstone United, 11 unbeaten for themselves, a 5-1 performance for them. Concord Rangers 1, Maidstone United 5. Oxford City returned to winning ways as well, 2 unbeaten for themselves. Oxford City 3, Havant and Waterlooville 1. Really good 3 points there against a good Havant and Waterlooville side. Ebbsfleet United 1, Hampton and Richmond 0. Dartford, 4 unbeaten for themselves. Tonbridge Angels 2, Dartford 3. 2 unbeaten for Chippenham Town, as they had a 0-0 draw away at Chelmsford City. And Hungerford Town still remain in the playoffs, 3-1 victory over Dulwich Hamlet. Other scores: St Albans City 1, Slough Town 0, Eastbourne Borough 1, Hemel Hempstead Town 0, Bath City 0, Braintree Town 0. In terms of the table: Dorking Wanderers, Maidstone United, Oxford City, Ebbsfleet United, Dartford, Chippenham Town, Hungerford Town in those all important playoff positions, and still at the bottom of the table. Only one position that will go down, and that is Billericay Town. We carry on in non-league. Northern Premier, still Matlock Town. There's no change here, guys, to be honest. Northern Premier, Matlock Town. Southern League, Premier Central, Banbury United. Nuneaton Borough, another great, great point. 3 unbeaten now for my local side, Nuneaton Borough. Nil. Banbury United nil. Very good run of form at the moment for Nuneaton, but I really hope they can continue that. I will be at their games, their home fixtures in February. Hopefully they continue that fine reign of form. But 18th position for Nuneaton Borough, which means they are outside of that relegation zone. Southern League Premier South, Farnborough still lead the way, and in the Isthmian League Premier, Worthing still lead the way. That's the non-league roundup. When we come back, it's time to end the show. That brings another end to a good weekend, actually. No glitz and glamour of the Premier League. The transfer window closes as well. But it looks like Newcastle United are going to be that team to be making additional people. Frank Lampard is looking like to take over at the Everton job. As we saw in the Championship, some really sad news for a supporter of Fulham Football Club. Some sides in really disarray at the moment behind the scenes. Just things aren't looking good, probably for Reading, West Bromwich Albion. Two teams, opposite ends of the table, but it's just really, really struggled. But however, Forest Green Rovers, they are doing fantastic this season. A club that sometimes get mocked due to the owner and things like that. But you know what? He's all about sustainability and things like that. I work in that industry as well, in energy, so I understand where he's coming from. And they've got a big future ahead, I think. Get themselves into EFL League One, a new stadium, which is, again, all singing and dancing in terms of energy efficiency and things like that. So it'd be good to see there. Non-league, I'm really, really excited about at the moment. Stockport County, Chesterfield, side that haven't been into the Football League for some time. Bromley, Boreham Wood, teams that have never been there all vying for a place to get into the Football League. It's really good to see. My local non-league side, 3 unbeaten, which is fantastic to see. Schalke, I haven't spoken about Schalke for a while. The league returned last weekend with a good 3 points, actually. Fourth in the table now. Darmstadt are leading the way. Tough league, Bundesliga 2. It's the first time in my lifetime that I've seen Schalke play in Bundesliga 2, so really tough. But I'm looking forward to next weekend. The FA Cup returns, the fourth round weekend. It kicks off on Friday night. Manchester United will play Middlesbrough. Then you've got the early kickoff on Saturday afternoon with Kidderminster and West Ham United. Even if you're not, and if you're interested to see how Cambridge United are doing, they're currently in really good run of form, and they're at home to Luton Town. You can catch that. It's not live on the normal channels, but you can catch that live on the BBC Red Button if you're interested to see how Cambridge United get on there. A couple of fixtures on the Sunday. I'm looking forward to AFC Bournemouth actually playing against Boreham Wood. And of course, there are some actual games. I think Burnley and Watford play in the Premier League next weekend. They're on a winter break at the moment. Games in the Champions. So it's going to be quite a jam-packed show next weekend. We've got the FA Cup, plus we've got some games from across pretty much all the leagues as well. So that's really good to see. Really good in terms of thank you to every single person. Last week's episode was actually one of the top ones for a fair while. So really pleased to see that the episodes are doing well. I'm still enjoying it, which is fantastic. You can join us and follow us on social media. On Twitter, it's ATF on Anchor. On Facebook, just search for the All Things Football Podcast. I am on TikTok. I don't really know how to use it properly, but you will see the post on there, All Things Football Podcast as well. To make life easier, I have created just one link that you can simply click on. It doesn't matter what phone or web or whatever device you click that on, it will just take you to your pre-selected podcast platform, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or if you listen to another way of listening to your podcast, it will take you directly to there, or it will just take you to a home page where you can click where you want it to go. So I'm still trialing that, really good clicks, but we need to turn those into listens. So if you can help and share the All Things Football Podcast by sharing it, if you can share the links to your pages and your people and your community on your social media. But until next week, it's FA Cup fourth round weekend. My name's been Dan, and this is the All Things Football Podcast.